This is GQDN for Friday, October 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Do it. If you go to swiftenergy.gg, you put in the promo code QUEST. That is the promo code QUEST. And you get 25% off of your purchase. It's pretty delicious stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a new map coming to a game, of course. Oh, we got some monitor sales too. And we got some Xbox Cloud news. But we begin today with Eurogamer because, well, you Xbox people are going to love this. PlayStation lost a legal fight. So, what was this legal fight about? Well, this is about third-party stores again. And what this European legal fight was to either prevent or to accept Dettel's store on PlayStation. So the European court dismissed Sony's claim about the Action Replay Cheat software that is sold by the UK company Dettel because it could infringe the copyright. Now Dettel will boost the source code, and the company was infringing the copyright under the EU law. And that was the case was taken back in 2012. Now, according to Euronews, the judges did say that Dettel's cheats will, quote, not change or reproduce either the object code, the source code, or the internal structure of organization of Sony software, end quote. But they are, quote, merely changes the content, the variables temporarily transferred by Sony's games to the console RAM, which are used during the running of the game. So I was wrong. It's not about the store. I do apologize for that one. But it's more about the source codes and how the codes affect the game, if they do. And in this court, they find that they do not affect the game. So I do apologize. I was wrong, but still, this is a good story. And Sony did lose this one because they were trying to protect their gaming codes. So now Dettel will not have to pay up. They'll just have to pay their lawyers. Now Kotaku did say that Space Marine 2 devs did respond to the backlash over the new update. Why? Because players thought that this game just got harder because the patch added a difficulty option, and some of the players did feel that it's a little too frustrating, and they'll be tweaking some other parts of the game to make some co-op missions harder. But since the backlash did happen, the developers are now promising more changes, as players are still complaining about the game isn't as fun. Now, the players are not happy about the ammo crates and how they're parrying the enemy attacks with some melee weapons, and some of the other weapons were nerfed while being used against bosses and operations, and they also lowered the effectiveness of the armor and the ruthless difficulty setting. It's difficult to see the difficulty. But the difficult settings. So the higher the difficulty setting, the lower your armor will be. And since there's now over 200 negative reviews on Space Marine 2 on Steam, the devs today said that they're going to work on it. So here's what they said on Steam. Quote, "We closely read your feedback regarding the latest patch for Space Marine 2, and we're actively working on another one, including balance fixes. It should release next week. Again, thank you for your support." That did cool things down for the players, but they are waiting for the new update. And speaking of updates, here comes Helldivers 2. GamesRadar.com said that their jump pack buff backfired. So what's going on here? Well, the Helldivers 2 people, players, did get some new orders to defend Mataar Bay, but the enemies are now led by a group that flies. Now, here's what Helldivers 2 said on Twitter. Quote, "Breaking. The Helldivers have established and held a protective border around Ekamar 4, allowing the successful construction of the first ever Terminid Research Preserve, or interbred xenoentomologists have conducted an integral specimen collection foray and are already reporting great strides toward understanding the E710 extraction and exploration. And exploitation. Yeah, that's what I said. But while the Eastern Front is now calmed, the socialist toasters on the Western Front have unleashed a new fighting force. Automaton warships have appeared in massive numbers in the atmosphere of Machar Bay. Multiple set bases have already fallen. Reports indicate the presence of the augmented automaton detachment leading the invasion. This group will be referred as the Jet Brigade in all communications. All hell divers are ordered to immediately deploy to the defense of Machar Bay. Now, that's what Super Earth did say. So if you're in hell divers, you better get over there. Now, what if you're playing that on xCloud? xCloud? Xbox Cloud. I think I need more Swift Energy. Well, the Xbox Cloud Gaming is getting a bit of a boost. WCCF Tech said that it's going to get some more bit rates, and that was revealed earlier this month on The Verge. So now, if you're going to stream your games on the Xbox Cloud or Cloud Gaming next month, you're going to see what the quality advances are, because NVIDIA and GeForce have started offering some 4K resolution. But right now, Xbox Cloud Gaming is still limited to 1080p with low bit rates. But Warren did say that Microsoft may improve the bit rates soon, and that will help out with some visual stuff. And Warren did also comment on the in work or the work in progress features, because they're working on Xbox Together, which would be a way for people to play games and hang out with friends while using the browser. The second thing is the direct-to-cloud controller that will help out with the latency, and they're working on some other stuff too. But we shall see what happens. And we also know that Steam Next Fest is still going on, and SuperVive is a part of it. PCGamesN.com says that SuperVive does have the influence of Diablo 2 and League of Legends, and this is a MOBA, and it could have some drop-in features of Battle Royals, like, say, Apex Legends and Fortnite, and that's what TheoryCraft Games is coming up with. So why did they put this on the Steam Next Fest? Well, the executive producer, Jessica Nam, told PC Games N, quote, "As a small independent game studio, it's incredibly hard to break through the noise. And Steam is one of the few platforms where generating real player interest translates directly to even more growth and visibility. So we figured, why not make our debut at Steam Next Fest when players are ready to try something new? So, if you're into MOBAs, go check out SuperVive on Steam. It's a demo. Here's something else that's going to come to Steam. Star Wars Outlaws, according to Eurogamer, and that will be coming next month. So here's what Assassin's Creed did say about this, because they're over there too. Quote, Assassin's Creed Mirage is now available on Steam. Experience this back to the roots journey with 50 Steam achievements. Step in the robes of Bessem, and become a master assassin in the 9th century Baghdad. So, if you want to try Star Wars Outlaws, it's over there on Steam, and so is Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed got better rating than Star Wars Outlaws did. Truth. Oh, you know what else is true? Try to get this monitor if you can afford it. We'll do the Esports Corner next. The OLED gaming monitor sales are booming, according to PC Games N, and they were talking about the G93 SC, because right now, that 49-inch curved monitor is at $1,500. Right now, on Amazon, it's $950. Oh, the Samsung Odyssey G9, which was around the same price, sold out. But if you're not up for that one, there's an LG monitor that's out there, which has a 27-inch display, 240Hz, 1440p. If you're in for that one, it's about $1,400. Good luck. There's some other monitors that are out there for a little bit lower price, if you want to try them. And they're on sale. And here's some of the games that you could be playing on them. Esports Insider did say that Indus Battle Royale did surpass 1 million downloads but they unveiled a roadmap for their esports. Now, Indus is a battle royale mobile game that has been developed by Indian studio Super Gaming. And since they're on mobile, they have iOS and Android platforms, and that happened in like 2 days. 2 days. Now, Super Gaming, because of this, did launch an esports vision for the first year of the game cycle. And the studio will have some tournaments and some community events to build some thriving esports community. And Super Gaming will actively encourage third-party organizers to host some events and tournaments as well. And the first competition will be the Indus International Tournament. That'll be in November. That'll go for 4 phases. And people will be competing for a prize pool of about, we'll just say about $200,000, roughly. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But if you could put your Switch 2 up to your monitor, and you could be playing Killing Time. Nintendo Everything did say that Killing Time Resurrected is coming to Switch. This game originally showed up in 1995, which is a classic horror shooter game. And yeah, you get to shoot some bad, bad things. But on the good side, Funko Pops are coming to Baldur's Gate 3. Right now, only 3 of them have the figures: Shadowheart, Garlak, and Estron. And you can pre-order those Funko Pops before they are officially released on December 16th. Yep, Baldur's Gate Funko Pops. And they are looking pretty, pretty sweet. Cute but deadly. It is that time of year, you know. No weekly show tomorrow, but if you wish to, you can follow us at twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Saturday nights. Oh boy. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.